Start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Off the Vine is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. The original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and lives streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return to the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality, and it's being reinvented. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. Find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch.
You're listening to Off the Vine, Great Therapy.
All right, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and today I'm sitting down with a storyteller who is focused on the good in the world. He's a social media influencer, a photographer who has traveled the world, and an entrepreneur who started his very own company, making an impact on hundreds of thousands of people. Today he's here to talk about his company and his mission, Good, 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 which is described as an uprising of hopefuls marching against the hate, fear, and injustice in the world by celebrating and becoming accomplices in good work. Together, we celebrate good news and become good news. And I think that is something that we can all get on board with. So I'm so excited to learn more about him today. Please welcome to the podcast, Brandon. Do you say Havy or Javi?
Harvey.
Harvey. They forgot an R in here.
Oh, there's a little hidden R in there.
Okay, you know what's so funny is I was reading my notes and I said Harvey. I said Harvey. And then when the... my team sends me the Word doc, it has Havy here. And
that's
I was like,
funny.
And then I thought I was wrong.
Well, I was on customer service the other day and I was like, my name's Brandon Harvey. And they're like, they kept on throwing in random letters. They're like, Handy? Habley? I'm like, no, it's Harvey.
And it's not like it's a difficult last name.
No, well, but I'm wondering, do I mispronounce it maybe or... I don't know.
You have to also know that it's one of my fears of podcasting is saying somebody's name wrong. So the fact that I just did that kills me. I'm like,
well, let's leave it in. Let's leave it in.
No. Yeah. No, we're leaving it.
Good.
This is a raw podcast.
Love
over
it.
There. Okay. So we're in Seattle right now and you grew up not too far from here in Washington State. Did you?
Yeah.
But you live in Portland now.
I live in Portland now, but I grew up on the east side of the state
okay. In
a little town called Pullman, Washington.
Okay. Cute.
Yes.
Was it really small?
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially we're a college town, and
yeah.
When the college students come to town, our population like doubles or triples.
Okay.
And so
it's,
I was always getting in trouble with the police growing up because
you little badass.
Here's the thing though. I was like a good kid.
Yeah.
And that shows how small the town is. It's just that they hire a police force for when all the college students are in town.
Oh.
And then in the summers, I'm the only one running around town, but they've got way too many police officers.
Oh.
So I would be like playing frisbee in a parking garage and the police show up or I'm...
What, is that wrong?
I don't know. I think they're just bored.
Hey, you kids, stop having fun. No frisbees allowed in this town. That's so crazy. And you became very passionate about photography at a young age. Does that have something to do with that there's nothing else to do in your town? Because that's kind of happened for me. Like, I feel like when you come from a small town, your imagination is a little bit better than the city folk.
Yeah, well, because I feel like from a young age, I had to invent my own fun.
Yeah.
Like, we would play frisbee in a parking garage
right.
because that was, like, our activity. We would, like, try to spend the whole night in Walmart. We would do, like, things
right.
like that, where if you're in a big town, it's like, you can just go out.
Oh, my gosh. You had a Walmart?
So
bougie.
Well, we got it when I was, no big deal, a junior in high school.
Okay.
And my friend and I heard a rumor that they were going to be giving out $100 gift cards to the first people in line.
Oh.
So my friend and I jumped the fence, and we camped out in front of Walmart for the grand opening.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't want to brag here, but
yeah.
the mayor let us cut the ribbon for the grand opening. So we didn't get a $100 gift card.
But you got to cut the ribbon.
We did get to cut the ribbon.
It's like a childhood memory of yours.
It's like the dumbest thing. Like, I haven't shopped at Walmart in years, but
a Walmart in Canada is like Target in the States. Like, Walmart is so nice and like has everything that Target has. And then the Walmarts in the States are different and Target's like
really?
The thing. Yeah.
How small was your town that you grew up in?
20,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's roughly what ours is.
Wow. Yeah. We got so excited when we got a Walmart. It was a big deal. So what sparked your interest for photography?
Yeah.
Like, did you always just have an eye for that kind of thing?
I don't.
Are you
think
an artsy person?
I maybe fancied myself an artsy person, but I wasn't like, I don't know if other people would.
Yeah.
But my, somewhere in high school, basically they started offering a photography class where they would give you a camera for an entire year and you could like take it home. You could do it, use it for all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when I got really excited. Like, I would do my assignments and then I'd also just start like doing photo shoots with friends and things on the side.
Right.
And that was the same time that I started using social media outside of just like MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm gonna jump on like Twitter. I'm gonna jump on Flickr, which was like a photography thing.
Yeah.
And I started connecting with strangers.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, that's how you get murdered, but also like I didn't get murdered, so
right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And it was kind of early on in those days, and I found like five other teen photographers from small towns around the country.
Oh, that's cool.
And we all banded together to like inspire each other.
Yeah.
And that was when I first started taking things really seriously, where I felt like I was like competing, but also like celebrating with these people who are trying to be creative in the environments they were in.
Oh, that's so cool. And so you started this hashtag, story portrait, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about the hashtag and what that movement was all about.
Yeah. So when Instagram came out, I was living in Portland and I was like one of the, not like earliest people on, but I was early on the platform. And I saw a lot of like mountains and waterfalls and lattes. And I was like, that's great. I love this.
Right.
But it didn't feel, I think I always wanted to be a little bit unique, do something a little bit different from everybody else.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to just post those same photos. We're not just those same photos. And growing up in a small town and then moving to Portland for college, everybody around me was fascinating because they were so different.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I would pass people who had way different life experiences, had way different backgrounds and belief structures.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just starting to kind of have a lot of conversations with those people. And I was like, this is inspiring me like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share this inspiration with other people.
Yeah.
And so in a time where it didn't feel like a lot of people were doing this, I just started taking photos of strangers with their permission after a conversation and being like, hey, do you mind if I share a little bit of your story? And I threw together a hashtag for that called hashtag story portrait just for myself to kind of organize them. I was like, oh, I want to be able to like look back at all these.
Right.
And then one day I was like checking back on all my stuff and I was like, oh, somebody else used my hashtag. And at first I was like, ruining my hashtag. This is for me.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing more people do it and more people do it. And I was like, oh, people are interested in this.
Yeah.
And so that's what first kind of started to build an audience where people were like, oh, this is kind of an interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe people were just craving a little bit more depth on the platform too, in the same way that like we all love stories now because we can, you know, lean into somebody's personal life. I feel like long form captions and a photo of a human being in those early days stood out from the crowd in an interesting way.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's so cool. I like listening to you talk. I'm like, oh, yeah, where were we? And then so you get to like go on all these fun adventures. You travel a lot and meet all these people. But you were starting to realize all the injustices in the world, right? But from all your travels.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be as a photographer who then had like an Instagram following. There were a lot of like brands and nonprofits and stuff who were clamoring to be like, Brandon, why don't you come out and do a photo shoot for us? And hopefully you'll, you know, post about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And so. And I, you know, I'm not going to turn down those opportunities.
No.
And so I start doing that.
Yep.
And I'm traveling all over the world and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of injustice in the world. And I'm living in downtown Portland and seeing homelessness for the first time.
Right.
I don't remember ever seeing homelessness when I was growing up in my little town. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, like we've got to do something about this. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I started becoming pretty passionate about the world of kind of nonprofits and people who are doing good, because I didn't assume that I was the first person to wake up to the problems in the world. But I wanted to kind of figure out who was doing things about these things. And I don't know, it ignited an interesting passion.
Well, yeah, because there's so much obviously terrible news going on that you saw an opportunity to highlight the good news.
Yes.
And so you have this good newsletter. And how did that get started? Was it from seeing what you saw and wanting to do something about it? Did you think that newsletter was going to be as impactful as it is now? Or did it start kind of like just for you? Like the hashtag?
Yeah, I think, well, so maybe I'll back up a little bit and say, my first thought was, okay, so I'm starting to travel around with these nonprofits, and I'm not only seeing the problems, but I'm seeing solutions.
Right.
And I was meeting so many more people who were like, they were seeing a lot of problems, but they weren't seeing solutions, mm-hmm. and they were starting to become maybe like cynical or apathetic. Mm-hmm. And the problem is when we do that, when we feel like, oh, nothing's going to change, then we don't make the change.
Right.
And so that was where I first started thinking, okay, what can I do with my platform? Mm-hmm. My favorite activist in the world, her name is Brittany Packnett. I admire her deeply. And she's got this thing that she talks about where she says, we all have privilege. Mm-hmm. How are we going to spend that?
Right.
And I'm like, well, I've got like, you know, 100,000 followers on Instagram or whatever. Let's start kind of posting about these solutions. And
right.
so it starts with Instagram, and it's just, it feels like all that's getting kind of drowned out in the internet world. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it stands out, but I'm like, what if we start trying some other ways to communicate these solutions? And so one day, in the middle of the 2016 election, which was, you know, a very divisive time on the internet, especially, and well, I mean, just in the world. And we were also seeing like the refugee crisis, mm-hmm. and we were seeing a lot of police brutality in the United States and all these things. And I was just like at my end, like I was like, I'm about to like freak out if I don't do something to help some way.
Yeah.
And so that's when I was like, I just posted on Twitter and I was like, or I think I posted on Instagram and I was like, comment with your email address if you want me to send out stories of people who are creating solutions to all these problems we're seeing right now.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of people left their, in fact, I probably need to go back and like delete that post so that like somebody's not stealing everybody's email addresses. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was like, I signed up for a free MailChimp account and I just started sending out an email, what turned out to be every week, that was just saying, hey, here's the people who are creating solutions to problems.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate this and let's ultimately join them.
All right. So picture this. You're on your way to work, the gym, running errands. You're listening to your favorite podcast. Let's hope it's Off the Vine. What snacks do you have in your hand? Are you craving something sweet? Maybe something spicy, maybe spicy and salty. You got to go get yourself some Blue Diamond almonds and find your new favorite almond. They have great flavors. My favorite, honey roasted. They have sriracha and wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. Blue Diamond almonds aren't your usually boring snack, and they're better than whatever you're snacking on right now. They're so good, and almonds are a superfood, so keep that in mind. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
So that was our email thing. And then right after that was when we launched our podcast, which was our... That the goal of that was to just go one step further. There's mm-hmm. there's this quote from Mr. Rogers who
I love. Mr. Rogers.
Can we just talk for a minute about how excited we are for this
Tom Hanks movie
that he's got? Tom Hanks has.
I have goosebumps every time I like think about it or watch a trailer.
It honestly like the goosebumps is the perfect word, and like you feel all the way down your body. Yeah. And I'm like, I am going to sob in this.
Sob.
Did you see the documentary?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I have a Mr. Rogers shirt too.
Yes.
I should have wore it today.
Wait, oh wait, I'll show this to you later.
Okay,
I've got a Mr. Rogers themed thing for you.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
but he's got this quote where he says, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You'll always find mm-hmm. people who are helping." And so we started to lean into that. We're like, okay, who are the people who are helping?
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, what the common thread is between all these people who are not becoming overwhelmed by the things going on in the world, but are choosing to do something.
Right.
And especially like at a sacrifice to themselves.
Right.
And so that was what the podcast was. It was just genuinely me trying to figure that out and trying to, I just had no idea what, how to become them, but I wanted to just learn from them. And so I was like, let's just talk with them.
Right. So you have these people on as guests.
Yeah.
That are, wow, that's so cool. And it's called Sounds Good, right?
Sounds Good.
That, okay. Where can people find your podcast?
Everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can search, if you search Sounds Good, it'll come up with Sounds Good with Brandon Harvey.
Okay. Amazing.
I'm Brandon Harvey.
I'm going to call you Havy from now on.
Brandon Havy. Yeah. If you search that, it's not going to come up, but you can call me that.
I'm not going to call you Brandon. I'm just going to call you Havy.
Havy.
For the rest of time.
This is good. I love this. We're going to like bump into each other at the airport.
Yeah.
You'll be like, Havy.
Havy.
I'm like, oh.
Hey, what up, Havy? So in the good newspaper, readers will see the sentence, "I hope this issue leaves you uncomfortable." Explain to me why you choose to include this and what people can expect when reading the newsletter.
Yes. So we should say we've got the Good News Letter, which is our email newsletter,
okay,
which was the first thing we sent out.
Yeah.
But after we had started doing the podcast for a while, we started seeing all these common threads. We're like, hey, you know what would be crazy to do? And this is probably 2017. You know, it'd be crazy is if we made a print newspaper,
right,
when every other newspaper is going out of business.
Yeah.
And so that's what began the Good Newspaper. We launched it on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And we were we had no idea if we assumed everybody would think it was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
We were hoping a few people would think it was a smart idea.
Yeah.
But we very nervously clicked the publish button,
yeah,
on the Kickstarter page, and within, I think it was 56 hours, we were fully funded.
Wow.
And then we like doubled the goal. So we're like, oh, there are
that.
People out there who want good news. In fact, I'll just.
Do you have one?
I've got a stack for you.
Oh my gosh! Wait, this is so great.
So this one,
wow,
though, right here.
Whoa! It's so legit.
It's a real life newspaper.
Oh, you know what? There's something so comforting about holding a newspaper.
It feels
like
good.
It's like so nostalgic.
And you can like give it to people who need good news.
That's
it's such a
so
fun thing.
Cool.
But look, so this is the first
helpers.
Issue we have has got this poster inside of it,
yep,
with a Mr. Rogers quote.
I
and
love
like
that.
Teachers hang this on their walls.
Yeah.
We see people like post about this on Instagram. They're like, we framed this. It's,
yeah,
it's beautifully designed. I don't design it, so I'm allowed to say that, but
yeah, it's really cool. I love that. And I love that idea of just giving it to somebody who,
yeah,
needs some good news in their life. Or
totally.
Yeah. You should have them in like hospitals and,
well, I mean, that's what we're working on,
yeah,
right now. That's actually our plan for like the beginning of 2020 is to get into like hospital, because I've spent a lot of time in hospitals over the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, I hate that there's CNN on the TV,
right,
and like People Magazine is my only option,
yeah,
or like just like some bad news.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the situation where you need a little bit of good news.
Absolutely.
And those things are great, but maybe just not in your doctor's office,
right,
not in the hospital when you're, right, worried about somebody.
That's, yeah, that's a really good idea. I think that's important. I think that will happen for you because, I mean, it should. But yeah, I wanted to go back to the, I hope,
yes,
this issue leaves you uncomfortable. I want you to explain that.
Yes. So the big thing that I always want to think about is this idea that I am a straight white man who I have the privilege that if I wanted to tune out and not pay attention to the news, bad news probably wouldn't affect me.
Right.
Like I can't think of really any bad news from the last few months where like it's going to impact me in a personal way, in the way that bad news is impacting a lot of other people right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's my responsibility to continue paying attention to bad news so that I can focus on creating solutions to those problems.
Mm-hmm.
I found that for the longest time, I was kind of burying my head in the sand. I think that's why I made it to Portland and was so enamored by all these people, because I had not known that there were problems in the world, because the problems didn't affect me.
Right.
And when the people who are dealing with problems are the ones working to create solutions, like that's hard to do if you are, you know, experiencing systemic racism. It's, you already have like probably fewer resources than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fewer resources to spend, you know, fighting this oppressive system. And for me, as somebody who is not on the, you know, experiencing racism ever, if I can step in and try to do something about that, like that means something. And so the Good Newspaper, we don't want it to be an escape from bad news.
Yeah.
We want it to be a celebration of people who are responding to bad news.
Yeah.
A celebration of people who are doing good. And then one of my favorite things is at the bottom of every page, we've got these practical action steps on how you can get involved with the stories you just read. Because sometimes you're like, you know, I really do care about women's education around the world, but I just don't know what to do about it. I don't know what my first step is. And so right here, we've got it broken down into good, better, best. So this is from our issue from like more than a year ago. So let me see. So something good you could do if you care about advocating for women's education around the world is you can just go to Malala.org and you can like learn from Malala, who's like the most inspiring woman in the world.
Yeah.
And you can just read a few stories. And then if you see something that you like connect with and you're like, oh, I want to share this, I'll just post it on social media with hashtag yes, all girls. And it's like, oh, that's one step I can do. And then, you know, maybe I do that and I'm like, oh, people are responding to this. I feel good. I made a difference maybe because people maybe didn't know about this thing. The next step I could do is I could go to donate to a few organizations. And we recommended the organizations More Than Me or CamFed or 60 Million Girls. Or we recommended that you can buy from the company Seiko or I Smell Great. And both of those companies donate their proceeds to support women's education.
Oh, wow.
And then when we say like the best thing you can do, it's usually, you know, it's not just using your money or your internet or your, you know, your thumbs to type things. It's it's volunteering. It's using your mind and your body and your time in a different way. And so we're like, oh, well, you can volunteer for an hour to tutor a low income or at risk girl in your community. Here's, you know, a few organizations, Girls Who Code, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Girls Inc. And so we, you know, some people are going to jump straight to that best column and be like, oh, I'm gonna jump straight into volunteering. Some people need that first step, and then it's an on ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hope is ultimately that this newspaper doesn't just make people feel hunky dory about the world.
Right.
We want people to like lean and be like, I'm gonna be a part of this.
Yeah.
The dream is
give them the tools to do that.
Yeah. And then the dream is like the people who read this take action, like they're in the next newspaper.
Right.
You know, we get to celebrate the work that they're doing, and then they inspire somebody else.
Wow. There needs to be more people like you in the world. I love it.
That's super kind, but I feel like there are people who are a million times, I just hit my microphone, a million times more like amazing at doing good in the world. And that's why I started this and started the podcast, because I'm like, let's just highlight those people and I'll just be the guy who's interested.
Right.
But I there are so many cool, inspiring people.
Who would be your dream guest as a podcast?
Oh my gosh. This is such a tricky, hard question. Well, wow. I mean, Mr. Rogers would have been my dream, but he's sadly no longer with us.
Yeah.
Man, I would love to have Malala.
Yeah.
I would love to have Bill and Melinda Gates. We're here in Seattle, their little hometown.
Yeah.
They do so much good in a really like a really systemic way that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about my activism hero Brittany Packnett.
Mm-hmm.
I love the work that she does and would love to have. I want to have like 4 conversations with her. Like, I feel like there's so much to learn from her.
Those are good ones.
Yeah, that's the start, I guess, for me. Oh, wait, no, I take it all back. There's this book called The Book of Joy.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation between the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who were like, from completely different faiths, completely different life experiences, but are both these hopeful, dynamic world changers.
Yeah.
I've read the book 3 times
really?
Already, and I like cry when I read it, and I'm so inspired. It's like, if anybody needs like a pick-me-up, like it's the best book, but they would be my dream guests. But
okay,
they're like,
that's amazing.
They're like the Martin Luther Kings of the, you know, they're so next level.
Yeah, well, you could do it.
Yeah.
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 You will do it.
We'll do it.
Put it out in the universe. Okay, Vinos, we'll get right back to the fun in a minute. But first, I need to take a moment to tell you about a new app I discovered. You know, I always have my phone with me everywhere I go. Pretty sure even in my hands when I sleep, which might be a problem. I'm keeping track of my schedule, my emails, friends, and family. But then there comes a time when I just need to get away from all the business of life. I'm going to share a little secret. When I have downtime and I want to engage my brain, I grab my phone for a quick game of Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a fun, casual puzzle designed for everyone, but made for adults like me. I love puzzles. The characters are colorful and fun, and the puzzles are challenging, but I have to tell you my absolute favorite part is that I get to connect with my friends on Facebook to see what level they're on, and you guys know I'm competitive. Best Fiends is always updating the game with all kinds of new puzzles and player events, so it never gets old and the game is super easy to get into. I found myself taking breaks in the day just to play it, probably more than I should. Best Fiends doesn't require an internet connection to play, so while I'm in the airport, on the plane, in an Uber, or even between meetings, I can play a quick game and get my Best Fiends fix. Play Best Fiends and engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile game that you can download for free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Grape therapy.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
If you like my show, you're going to love Shenanigans with Sheena Shea on Podcast One. Join everyone's favorite from Vanderpump Rules star as she shares juicy stories from behind the bar with amazing guests from Vanderpump and brings the bar to you. Download Shenanigans with Sheena Shea every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
You met your wife on Twitter.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yes. So we met before... So when we met on Twitter, we always like had to explain to people what that meant. And we like lied to our grandparents. So like, how'd you meet? We're like mutual friends because it was just so weird to meet somebody on Twitter. Now everybody meets on the app. So my wife and I are like a little bit jealous that like we never like got to do any swiping because we met so young. But we met on Twitter. Funny story. Her ex-boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend's brother was one of the photographers I connected with in high school.
No way.
His name is Logan, and he shot these amazing photos, and he shot this like amazing photo thing in India that really inspired me. So I followed him on Twitter.
Yeah.
And one time my wife, my now wife, but then stranger, Sammy, posted something on Twitter that was funny or something, and and Logan retweeted her. And I was like, this is an amazing tweet, and this girl is very cute, and I'm just going to like... I'm going to follow her and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And I followed her. And then, to be honest, I completely forgot about her. and at some point, I apparently got bored with her because I unfollowed her.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I unfollowed her. But somehow during that time, she followed me back. And so she was following me. I wasn't following her anymore. And years go by. So like we probably followed each other in high school.
Wow.
And years go by. And... one day, just out of the blue, she like comments on something I do. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's that girl that I kind of had a little bit of a crush on for a minute.
Yeah.
And we just start talking back and forth, DMing. And then we move over to like Facebook Messenger. And she's about to move to Europe to study. And I have seen the Lizzie McGuire movie. I know what happens when the girl that you now have a crush on goes to Europe. Like, she's going to meet Paolo, and she's going to become a European pop star, and then she's going to be, like, way too good for me.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens every
time.
And
so I was like, I've got to, like, at least, you know, give this a shot.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, do you want to Skype? You know, like, that's my shot, you know? And she's like, okay. And so we move over to Skype, like, a week before she goes to Europe. And we have a great time. And I remember being so nervous and like sweating all the way down my body and just being like, this girl is amazing. And I do not, I was, you know, I was a college student. I didn't have the budget to like fly out to Europe. So I was like, okay, I just gotta like hold on while she's like traveling Europe for a few months. And so we just kept on Skyping. every week when
she met Paulo.
She never met Paulo.
Yeah.
I think that she did. She came back and her iPod was named after a boy named Felix.
Oh, boy.
And Felix. And I was like, who's Felix? And she's like, nothing.
Ah! I'm
like,
Felix, you dirty dog.
but no Paulo, which is great. And but like every week we would Skype when she would like come back from a trip to Paris or Rome or London. And so we were like sharing all these experiences. And at the same time, I was traveling around India for a photo campaign. And so there was all like we were sharing these life experiences from across the world. And then when she was getting ready to fly back, I said, hey, can I like come out and visit you in Tennessee?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And so we flew out and had our very first visit. And then we just kept on buying plane tickets ever since.
That's so cute. I want to know what the original tweet was that you retweeted that. I thought it was funny.
I have tried so hard to find it. Damn. I haven't found it. But
damn.
I like downloaded her whole like Twitter archive so that I can like do some in-depth research one day. But
yeah.
It's so funny.
That is funny. Okay, do you have other funny stories? Like, could you confess something to me?
Yeah, I
yes.
do have a, so I
you
was,
have a confession?
I knew that I had to bring a confession.
Yes.
And I texted all my best friends and I said, because I'm the kind of person who just like, I share all the embarrassing stories and then they're not really embarrassing anymore because they're out in the world.
Right.
And so I texted my closest friends and said, what's something really embarrassing I've said over the last year? And they're like, okay, let me think about it. There's a lot, but we got to figure out the best thing. Yeah. I text that to my wife and immediately she sends back a text and I send a screenshot of that text to my best friends and they go, that's the one.
Really? Oh, yes. Okay.
We were having a conversation with a group of friends and we were all talking about first kisses and everybody's, you know, we're super exciting and fun and cute. And I was a little bit sad and disheartened because I was like, I just don't remember my first kiss. Like, I don't remember what it was. I started kissing girls at, like, in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And then later in the conversation, it came to me that my very first kiss was during March of the Penguins.
Okay.
And so that's the embarrassing part that my wife knows about, was that it was to the most romantic movie in the world, with the voice of Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
What she does not know is that my girlfriend in high school at the time and I were super nervous to kiss, but we knew that we wanted to.
Yeah.
And so we did this thing. I'm like, it's like so stupid to say, but like, we were like, oh, well, let's just like get really close to kissing. And so the way we did that was we were at the movie theater and so there's an arcade. And so we'd gotten all these quarters to play games, but we still had some. So we're like, oh, well, we'll just pass a quarter back and forth between each other's mouths.
What?
And we're like swapping quarters. And it's like the grossest thing in the world. And I like legitimately have like obsessive compulsive disorder now. And I would never ever like I barely even touch money. But to think about like putting that in each other's like.
That is pretty sick.
That's so gross.
That's
that was
so
my first
gross.
Kiss. You know, swapping quarters leads to kissing, you
oh
know?
Oh my gosh. That is so dirty.
Literally.
Like, literally. But hilarious. Like, that you thought that was a reasonable thing to do.
Yeah, I was like, this is a step towards intimacy.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm so mad that I just shared that also. Like, that is so
no,
funny.
That is the perfect confession. That's hilarious.
Good. Do you have a confession?
No.
Leave me hanging?
I know, because
what was your first kiss?
My first kiss was with a guy named Nathan, and he was, like, the popular guy, and it was, like, my dream to just even slow dance with him in the fifth grade, and I got to kiss him in the seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember... We kissed outside of my old elementary school and the side lights were on and the lights turned out when we started kissing and we thought it was like the most romantic thing in the world. And then I went to school the next day and people were like, Caitlin kissed Nathan. And this boy that I actually had a crush on, his name was Travis. He goes, ooh, you're in the big leagues now. And I felt so stupid because he thought it was like, who cares? Why is this a conversation? Like, who hasn't kissed? And I felt stupid.
I reject Travis. Travis is the bad guy's name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like Travis.
Well, Travis was my, like, first love, too.
It was your first love?
Yeah.
Well, he did say a douchey thing, and he ruined your whole first kiss experience. Yeah. That sounds like a very sweet moment, and it's tainted.
Yeah, it was tainted.
I mean, my first kiss is a little tainted, but that with literal germs yeah. in my mouth. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't die.
I am glad I didn't die, too. Yeah. Maybe it made me, like, stronger. Like, yeah, maybe I'll never get sick in my whole life.
Your immune system is, like, out of control because you put quarters in your mouth. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hey, guys, it's me, you know, Caitlin, here to tell you that everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. These earbuds are honestly the best, an absolute game changer, whether you're working out on a walk, listening to my podcast. It's the best. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbud on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, you know, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're already obsessed. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have totally changed the game for me. They're super comfortable and easy to take anywhere. And unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. They're perfect for the gym, on the go, just about anywhere you need to be hands-free. And of course, they don't just look great. They sound great too. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at unbeatable prices. Go to buyraycon.com/vine to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/vine for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's your time to get amazing deal.
Okay, well, we're going to play a game.
Oh, good.
I'm a big fan of games on this podcast, and this is going to be called the feel-good game, even though we know that... Okay, there's a difference between real good and feel-good stories, right?
Yes. So, okay. Like, there's, you know, there's so many cute stories of, like, oh, look at this...
Puppy.
Yeah, just being cute and sweet.
Yeah.
That's what we would call a feel-good story, and that's great.
Yeah.
But it's an escape from the world, and there's nothing wrong with an escape. Like, I love a good TV show that lets me escape, but... That's not our mission with what we're doing. So our mission is to focus on real good, which is like cool systemic change, people making a difference, people showing up doing cool things.
Right. I love that. You should have Serinda Swan on your podcast.
Who's Serinda Swan?
I'll tell you about her after. I had her on my podcast. She's incredible, and she's just an amazing human that does good things.
I'm going to listen to the episode today.
Oh, you should. Yeah, she's amazing. Okay, so real good is more important than feel good. I wanted to get to know you a little better by asking you some of the things that do make you feel good.
Oh, cool.
So name something to me that makes you feel good from the following categories, okay? Mm. A movie. What's a movie that makes you feel good?
Oh, my gosh. I just saw Booksmart.
Okay.
Have you seen Booksmart?
No.
Oh, go see Booksmart. Like, next time you're on a plane, it'll be on the plane, probably. And it's such a beautiful and empowering story, but it's also hilarious. I've never laughed out loud so much in a theater, probably in the last few years.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's that perfect blend of, like, talking about wanting to do something ambitious and meaningful in the world, but also being, like, a high school drama. It's perfect.
Okay, tell me what it's called again.
Booksmart.
Okay. Quote.
This is my favorite quote that is a catalyst for me.
Okay.
And it's kind of this idea of feel good versus real good.
Okay.
It's from this guy named Eric Liu, who is, he's passionate about people getting involved in civic engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got this quote where he says, "To be optimistic is to assume that things will work out. But to be hopeful is to realize that things can work out if you work at them.
Mm.
Hope requires responsibility and agency, and optimism relieves us of both. In rooting for your sports team, choose optimism. In rooting for democracy, choose hope."
Whoa. Wow.
It's deep, but I'm like, wow, like that's a great difference to be like, I'm not just hoping that the world gets better.
Right.
I've got to do something to make it better.
Right. Which you are.
I'm trying.
I love that. Okay. Instagram account.
Oh my goodness. Is it cheating if I talk about my dog's Instagram account?
No.
Oh my gosh.
So if that's what makes you feel good.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So my dog, so your dog is named after food. It's ramen.
Yeah.
My dog is also named after food, Pop-Tart.
Great
She's
dog name.
So cute. Yeah. She's this little fluffy white Maltese, and her Instagram is Pop-Tart Harvey Co.
Okay.
My wife won't even let me log into the account, and she runs it and makes it, and it's like the dorkiest, stupidest stuff, and it makes me so...
I love that.
I laugh so hard at it.
Okay, I love that. My dog's Instagram also makes me feel good.
Your dog's Instagram makes me feel good.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. Because what kind of dog do you have?
A little Maltese, tiny.
Oh, yeah.
Because yours is... So I listened to an old episode where you talked about like, oh, there's this dog that I want to rescue.
Yes.
And that's the same dog, right?
Yes.
That's beautiful. Rescued from where?
South Korea.
South Korea.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're doing good.
I know. I just feel I wish I could rescue 100 of them.
What's the organization called that does it?
Bunny's Buddies.
Bunny's Buddies.
Yeah.
What a cool, meaningful thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's just like the biggest blessing I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
But it was also really great because I got to use my platform to share
yes.
Bunny's Buddies. And now so many Bachelor people have gotten dogs
really?
To them. And something, a Seattle sports team, Jason's going to kill me for not remembering what team, but they're like getting involved with Bunny's Buddies
cool.
now too. And like they're going to get like therapy dogs.
That's
for,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We are going to do, I haven't shared this before, but we're going to do an animal edition of the Good News Paper next
great
year.
Great idea.
And we're so excited. And we're definitely going to include Bunny's Buddies in there because
okay, good.
It's such a cool organization.
Yeah.
Another organization I just found out about, I'm blanking on their name. I'll have to find it. But they take death row inmates and they take dogs that are going to kill shelters because they've been so bad. And they've got death row inmates rehabilitating and training these dogs to become therapy dogs. And what a beautiful story to hear, like people like these,
whoa.
You know, dogs and people who are kind of sharing a similar life experience and the cool opportunities they have to both grow through the process.
Right.
And they, I think that there's some like rate, like they have 100% success rate with these dogs.
Really?
It's beautiful.
Oh yeah. You'll have to find out the name of that. I would love to look into that. That's wow. That's amazing. Okay. What is a book that makes you feel good?
You know what it is? We're in Seattle. There's this new book We're in Seattle. There's this movie that just came out called Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Okay.
And it takes place here in Seattle, but it's based on a book.
Okay.
And it's like this adventure, and it's so fun and so cute, and I think everybody should read it.
Yeah.
The writer was like a writer on Arrested Development and SNL.
Oh, wow.
It's such a good read. But also The Book of Joy, which I talked about earlier.
Okay, yeah. That's amazing. Okay. Favorite location? The location that makes you feel good.
My family and I, every year, we go on vacation to this little lake in northern Idaho, like
yeah.
almost by Canada,
yeah.
called Priest Lake, Idaho.
Okay.
And I've gone there every summer since
yeah.
I was zero.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite place. It's so beautiful, so tranquil, so special.
Oh, I love that. I think my feel-good place would be where, like, because we... Do you know where Kelowna is in the Okanagan
yeah.
in British Columbia? That's, like, mine, because we always, as a family, went every summer to our cabin, and now... They have a place there now, and I'm
cool.
just like, oh, I love it.
It's so like, I think everybody's got that special place
yeah.
where you've just got so many memories tied
exactly.
to it that, you know, I bet that if a stranger went, it probably wouldn't be as beautiful or special, but when it's something that you've been visiting your whole life, it's really meaningful.
Yeah, exactly. Food.
Maybe it's just because we were talking about your dog, but I was...
Ramen. Ramen is a very comforting food.
It's so good.
I know. I love it too. That's my favorite food in the world is sushi, but my like feel good food is anything noodles. Like,
yes.
Just pasta in general.
Yes.
Beverage.
I don't know if I'm just like on the same track, but I'm like sake.
Oh, I love that too. Yeah. Unfiltered or filtered?
I feel like I kind of like unfiltered.
Me too,
I know
my
a lot
favorite.
Of people who don't, but
oh.
but I really like it.
Me too. It's my favorite. Scent. Mine's laundry.
Just laundry. Is there anything you're putting in your laundry?
Maybe a little fabric softener.
I think for me, it's like tea tree oil, like that
oh,
pepperminty
yeah.
smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's
and
a
it's,
good
and it like wakes you up.
That's why people put that on their wrists and stuff and under their nose because it does make you feel good. Yeah, so good one. Hobby photography, probably.
Yeah, well, it's a bad thing. I don't know if you do this at all, but like I accidentally turn all my hobbies into jobs.
I do the same thing.
And I'm
drinking wine. Got my own wine label.
Yeah.
Talking. I like the sound of my own voice. Podcast.
it's such a terrible bad habit. And so I started getting into biking recently.
Oh yeah.
Like cycling with like pedaling my legs,
yeah.
not vroom vroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm trying my best not to turn it into a business at all
really?
In any way. And so I'm just really enjoying it and loving it. I bike every day now.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Crazy. I feel like a new human.
Like outside. You outside. Actually
oh, well, so, but I also started doing Peloton.
Oh,
and so I
love
do a little bit of
Peloton.
Both.
Yeah.
Are you on there? We should be friends.
Well, no, but I'm going to get one.
Okay, get it, and then we can be friends
but
on there.
But I always stay at the Westin Hotel when I come
yes.
here, like, and they have the Peloton bikes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
YouTube video.
I'm not like a big, you know how like every YouTube video is, make sure to like and subscribe.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever liked or subscribed. Like, I don't know like what I would do. Yeah. I mean, right. This is a little related, but I'm not like super into yoga, but when I do yoga, I do it with this YouTube channel, Yoga with Adrienne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I do.
She's so good. And she's got this idea that it's like, find what feels good. And yeah. I think that's a beautiful idea that like, I feel like I don't feel super comfortable in a normal yoga space because I'm like, oh, I'm going to get judged by all the people who are way better than me. But when she doing that at home with her, I'm like, oh, I feel like empowered through this.
Yeah. I really love her yoga too.
And she's funny.
She is funny. And she's so cute. And she has a dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This whole other, we're off the feel good. We're going into hypotheticals. Okay.
Ooh.
You're given one superpower. What do you choose?
I think it's got to be teleportation, but I've got to be able to bring other people with me. I think my life would be too lonely if I was like, I'm just going to go to like Paris for lunch and I'm the only one.
Right.
I guess maybe if I can bring back food, whatever you're holding, you get to take with you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that superpower. I think I would pick the same one.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
And it would also save so much time. Like we could avoid Seattle traffic.
Right.
Oh, we could sell cars. Like we wouldn't need our cars.
No, we could sell everything. That's amazing. I just thought about this and I'm like, I wish that could happen. I'm so sick of traveling. You win $100 million. How do you spend it?
Every time that I enter the lottery, I genuinely believe that I'm going to get the money.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I'm always justifying it. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, I've been really good this year. I make a good newspaper. Like I'll use like, of course, like God's going to give me the, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I've thought about this a lot. I would buy a house in like every city that I love. And so I could travel back and forth between them. And then my friends could stay in them when they're traveling to those cities too.
Yeah. You're so kind.
it's mostly selfish, but it's like, well, someone's got to keep them from getting robbed.
Yes. There you go. There you go. You can trade places with anyone in the world for a day. Who do you trade with? Mine's like Oprah.
Oh, I think that's the right answer. Yeah. I think the only real answer is Oprah.
I think so too. You have an envelope that tells you how and when you will die. Do you open it?
I would have such a hard... I would look at it every day and feel like I'd need to look at it. But I think it would... Well, I don't know. What would you do?
I would not open it.
You would not?
No. I don't want to know how I'm going to die, and I don't want to know when, because everyone's like, but then you could live your life to the fullest. I'd be like, no, I'd be in like the fetal position crying in the corner, not wanting to do anything.
Yeah.
I'd be too scared.
Especially if things don't go like, so let's say that you have a flight and it gets canceled or delayed or whatever. You're like, that's, you know, that's an hour I'm never going to get back. Or, you know, like if, because I would overplan my life, I think. I would be like, all right, well, this year I'm doing this, and this year I'm doing this, and this year, and anything that set that back would wreck me.
Right.
Unless, no. Yeah, that's, I there's no way I could. I would have to burn the note too.
Yeah, me too. You're given the ability to talk to one species of animal. What are you choosing?
I think it has to be dogs.
Has to.
Unless there's like a really smart animal that knows the world that would be really, I don't know. Like turtles have been around for a long time. Maybe they have all the answers to all the world's problems.
That's a great thought.
But dogs would be... I just want to know what my dog is thinking when she's like sprinting in circles.
I asked my niece this question. Would you rather be able to understand your dog, but your dog can't understand you, or the other way around where, you know.
Yeah. Like, man.
You know what I mean? I would rather understand my dog and him not understand me.
I think it's a little selfish, but I think that the sweet thing would be like, I want to like tell my dog how grateful I am for it and like how loved it is. But like,
you can show that through actions.
You can show that in other ways.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather just I just want to know everything that she's thinking.
Me too. You're given the chance to be immortal, but you're the only one on Earth who is. Do you take it?
There's this book from a guy named Matt Haig, and it's called How to Stop Time. And it's about these people who like live to be thousands of years old. And it's about that topic exactly.
Yeah.
And how it's terrible and heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But I think I'd still do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I don't think I would.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be hard, but like I feel like you just have different eras for different relationships. So you'd be like, I'm going to invest all in with these people for 100 years.
Right.
And then I'm going to find new
people.
Start
a new life.
I don't know. Maybe that does sound depressing.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay, that's all the games and questions I have for you. Can you tell everyone where to get the papers? I know you said you can find your podcast anywhere. And what's your Instagram account?
Our Instagram is good. Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, you can look that up. We've got good news that we share all the time. It's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You can find the newspaper and everything else we do, our free email newsletter at goodgoodgood.co.
Yeah.
And my name's at Brandon Harvey. Brandon is spelled with an E. Yeah.
It's Havy, actually.
Search Havy. You'll find it. It'll totally work.
And it's Brandon, not Brendan.
Yeah, it's Brandon with an E-N at the end. It's tricky.
Very confusing.
But I had an Uber driver the other day whose name was spelled my way, and it was the first time I ever met another Brandon spelled my way.
Really?
And I said, you have to get out of the car and take a picture with me. And you have to see this photo. He's like so unamused. He's like not interested in this at all.
He's like, this is stupid.
He's like, you better give me a very good tip. And I did, because Brandon's got to stick together.
That's hilarious. Good for you. And is there anything else that we missed that you want to talk about?
I mean, the big thing that I'm super excited about right now is just that the newspaper in the next year, we're like taking it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so right now we're reaching, you know, tens of thousands of people per issue. Mm-hmm. But over the next year, we're trying to scale that because we just think the world needs more good news. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited to start getting into, like we said earlier, hospitals mm-hmm. and coffee shops and stuff. And so if people have like any ideas where they're like, this is like I want it at my coffee shop, or I want it at this local hospital, like let us know so that we know like the right places to go.
Yeah.
Cause that's what we care a lot about, is especially cause I feel like with the presidential election coming up mm-hmm. and kind of a lot of the things we're seeing happening around the world, I think that we're all feeling a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And so a step towards celebrating the good and then becoming the good, I think is gonna make a big difference.
It will, especially if everybody that's listening needs to get on board with it. I like to toot my own horn here. I think that's quite a few people. Quite a few people listening that can do something.
I wanted to ask, what are the things that like you really care about in the world? Like, what are you super passionate about?
I work with a charity that does helps with homeless youth, the
amazing.
Covenant House.
Oh, I've heard amazing things.
And so every year I do a sleep out. And I think it came from, I lived in Vancouver and I think I was really naive to like why people were homeless, and I just kind of brushed them off and thought like, why can't they just go get a job, and thought they just were on drugs and crazy people. But I just learned so much about how some of the reasons of why they get there is because they actually feel safer on the streets than they do in their own home due to like abuse or
alcoholism. Like the LGBTQ community is like way overrepresented in homelessness because a lot of their families aren't accepting of them.
Exactly. So I started to learn a lot more and just be a little more knowledgeable and not so naive. And so I've been really passionate about working with them.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And I really, I mean, part of this whole podcast and some things I do on Instagram is like a raw beauty and doing like Reelstagrams where you're like, you're not doing all this editing and wearing all this makeup, and it's
that's
just like
so
real
important.
Moments. So I think I'm very passionate about like empowering other women to be themselves and feel secure in their own skin and that kind of thing. I'm very passionate about that stuff.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That makes me so happy. You're spending your privilege well.
Yeah. I think I wish I had somebody to look for in those kinds of things when I was in my 20s or when I was younger. And so I just kind of wanted to be that for some people, and
that's beautiful.
Own who you are.
I think that's so important, and hopefully, you know, who knows, like somebody's going to be watching you and they're going to be Bachelorette in 20 years
right.
and they're going to be like, you know what? I want to use my platform in those ways as well.
Right. Yeah. It's been really cool to be able to use my platform for good things. And that's what I love about social media too, is being able to like, my friend, her husband's nephew has Friedreich's ataxia, which it's very rare and not a lot of people know about this, but it's...
I don't know anything about this.
Right. And it's this, like, your body just deteriorates and he's 9 years old and it's heartbreaking.
Oh, wow.
And being able to, they think that there's like a possibility if people do more research and that they could find a cure or something. So it's so, I love that I can just use my Instagram to reach so many people.
Yeah.
That, and all of the people that follow me are so amazing, and everybody, even if they can just do a dollar, will like go do that, and it just can make such a big difference to
totally.
People. So,
well, and the thing is, like, sharing about that is, it seems like it's an obvious thing, but it's not like everybody does that. Not
right.
everybody uses their platform in that way.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing that you like actually took the intention to do that.
Yeah.
Because so many people don't.
I can't believe people wouldn't.
Yeah.
If they could.
That's, exactly.
I was really inspired by Jillian Harris, who is also a bachelorette who uses her platform. Oh, she's just always looking for ways to give back and use her Instagram for good. And she discovered this little place in Canada that's called Mamas for Mamas. And it's just like a really like a place where moms can help each other. And if you can donate, you know, stuff for kids or stuff that moms might need. And it's just like Jillian just really has blown them up and created
Beautiful.
This whole community behind it. And it's so cool to see.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel good right now. Do you?
I feel so good.
I do too.
I really like you.
I really like you too. And even at my like birthdays, we always do every year. If I'm like at somebody's birthday or for my birthday, we go around the circle and we do the feel good circle.
Oh.
And we all say whoever's birthday it is, everyone goes around the circle and says what they really love about them. And we always leave just like on a high.
It wrecks me when that kind of thing happens. It's like such a beautiful, special thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's just like you're in the moment and you're like telling somebody what you love about them, and everybody just, you know, feels good.
I did it recently where they said, we are going to record this so that you can play this back on like bad days.
Oh, that's great.
That was beautiful.
I love that.
And I found it in my phone the other day and I was like, that's so sweet.
Yeah. See, oh, I love that. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Caitlin.
And good luck to you with everything. And
thank
everybody
you.
Go get the newspaper and subscribe and like and...
Yes.
What we're saying on YouTube, it's like subscribe.
Make sure to like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe and leave 5-star
And you're like
review.
Pointing down.
Yeah. Swipe up.
Swipe up. Wait. So funny.
Swipe up to smile. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday. Sponsors for this week's Off the Vine are MTV's Real World, MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch, Blue Diamond Almonds, go get some Blue Diamond Almonds and find your new favorite almond, Crave Victoriously, and Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile game that you can download for free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not without TV?
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.